yes on Prop 8 has passed, and now there are three lawsuits that are challenging that decision. Speak a little bit about the lawsuits.
We can expect quite a lot of litigation coming out of what looks like the passage of Prop 8. And this one purports to amend the Constitution so that only a marriage between a man and a woman will be recognized as valid. It's designed to ensure that same-sex marriages won't be recognized by the government.
The Equal Protection Act is supposed to protect minorities. Does this violate the Equal Protection Act?
So it's not, but that is basically an amendment to the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. And the purpose of having an Equal Protection Clause is to protect minorities against overweening majorities that don't like them. But here, in June, the California Supreme Court held that the Equal Protection Clause of the California Constitution prohibits discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. And it found that limiting marriage to different sex couples and excluding same-sex couples from that definition was discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. So this amendment doesn't purport or try to change the Supreme Court's general holding that the Equal Protection Clause does protect sexual minorities against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, but it purports to amend the Constitution to allow discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation when it comes to marriage.
So much has been said about amending the Constitution. Is it just that easy? Let's put a proposition out there and have everybody vote on it. Is it just that easy, or are there other legislative steps that you need to go through to make an amendment to the Constitution?
Well, the amendment has to be certified, but it has to be certified if it's passed and if it's an amendment, not a revision. As I mentioned, a revision is a deeper, more fundamental change to the meaning of the Constitution, whereas an amendment is a more minor or superficial change that just adds or subtracts something that doesn't go to the heart of our guarantees of fundamental rights and equal protection.
Okay.
So obviously it's going to be up to that. Courts are going to be asked to decide, is this an amendment, which can be changed just as easily as you're describing, or whether it's a revision, which is a more fundamental and deeper change. I don't think anyone can predict with certainty what the courts are going to do with that.
Professor Buchanan, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you.